With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
And now to the United States, where the committee investigation into the January 6th insurrection of the U.S. Capitol is holding its last public session right now. This marks the end of the panel's extensive probe into the riots and former President Donald Trump's role in it. Our correspondent Simon Marks, as always, has his finger on the pulse. He joins us from Washington. Kia ora to you, Simon.
Morena Giles.
Well, it's the last hearing. What are we expecting out of it today?
Well, I think some fireworks. There's no question about that. I mean, this absolutely is the last gasp for the January the 6th committee, because remember that on January the 3rd, the new Congress will be sworn in. And at that point, the Republicans will be in the majority in the House of Representatives. They will immediately consign this committee and the work that it's been doing over the last 18 months to the ash heap of political history. So this committee, which consists only of Democrats and a handful of dissident Republicans who flouted the wishes of the Republican Party by agreeing to sit on this committee and investigate the January 6th uprising and Donald Trump's responsibility for it, they are wrapping up today with, we believe, criminal referrals. It seems absolutely apparent, even from what we've heard in the last half an hour since the committee went into session, that they are indeed going to vote to refer to the Department of Justice for prosecution former President Donald Trump on charges including insurrection, obstruction of the official proceedings of Congress, and conspiracy to defraud the United States. Here's what Congressman Benny Thompson, the Democrat who chairs the committee, had to say as its business got underway today.
There's one factor I believe is most important in preventing another January 6th: accountability. So today, beyond our findings, we will also show that evidence we've gathered points to further action beyond the power of this committee or the Congress to help ensure accountability under law. Accountability that can only be found in the criminal justice system.
In other words, they are going to recommend to Attorney General Merrick Garland that the Department of Justice now issue criminal indictments against former President Donald Trump, making one of her last appearances as an elected lawmaker on Capitol Hill the co-chair of the committee, dissident Republican Liz Cheney of Wyoming. She spoke of Donald Trump launching a purposeful attack on the rule of law in the United States.
The committee recognizes that our work has only begun. It's only the initial step in addressing President Trump's effort to remain in office illegally. Prosecutors are considering the implications of the conduct that we describe in our report, as are citizens all across our nation.
And in those comments, she accused Donald Trump of corruption. She said that she believed that the work of the committee had made history and had helped to right the ship, although it certainly hasn't helped to right her own personal political ship, because she will not be returning to Congress in January, having been deselected as the Republican candidate in the state of Wyoming that she represents currently in the House of Representatives.
Is there any serious expectation that even referral to the Justice Department for criminal charges will actually ever see the light in a court, that it will ever have any repercussions on Donald Trump?
Well, the leaders of this committee are saying that they believe that there's every possibility that the Department of Justice will, as a result of the work of this committee, bring criminal prosecutions against Donald Trump. But there's no guarantee that that's going to happen, because these criminal referrals by the committee carry absolutely no legal weight. And remember that the Department of Justice and Merrick Garland already has its own investigation into January the 6th underway. They've also got an investigation underway into how all of those classified documents made their way to Mar-a-Lago rather than into the hands of the National Archives, where they are supposed to reside. So you've got two separate parallel probes taking place right now at the Department of Justice. Those, of course, have been put in the hands of a quasi-independent special prosecutor who's going to make appropriate recommendations to Attorney General Merrick Garland. We see that within the last few minutes, a Trump spokesman has dismissed what's taking place on Capitol Hill as a kangaroo court, calling it a show trial. And certainly, there is no expectation here that, you know, within a matter of minutes of any vote being taken on Capitol Hill, Merrick Garland will suddenly release indictments of former President Donald Trump. This is perhaps another nail in Donald Trump's legal coffin, but more importantly and more immediately than that, it's also quite a political moment here in Washington when a congressional committee is officially recommending that a former president of the United States should face criminal prosecution. That politically has, they hope, impact at a time when that former president says that he's trying to win his old job back by running for the presidency again in 2024.
Thank you very much. That's our correspondent in Washington, Simon Marks.